This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. Almost 2,000 car dealers across the country are grappling with the pink slips they received in the last few days. The purge by General Motors and Chrysler is part of their restructuring plans. Chrysler's already in bankruptcy, and GM's trying to avoid it. We'll hear about how one town is dealing with the closing of its last car dealership in a moment. But first, let's turn to Frank Langfitt, NPR's auto reporter, for the big picture. Frank, first of all, why are these companies trying to get rid of dealerships?
Well, Rebecca, there's simply too many of them. And it doesn't remotely match the market share that these companies have. Let me give you a quick comparison. Chrysler right now has about 3,200 dealerships. Take Toyota. It's a much bigger company, much more successful. It has only 1,200 dealerships.
So how did we get here? How did the number of dealerships and market share get so out of whack?
This is the story of the decline of Detroit. There was a time once where GM had about half the cars in the country. They were sold by GM, but it's been losing market share for about three decades. And next year, GM estimates it'll have maybe 19% of the market. Now, along the way, GM tried to cut dealerships, but there are these straight franchise laws that protect the dealerships and would force GM to pay a lot of money to buy out the dealerships. So as market share fell, dealers stayed in business.
Frank, we're going to come back to you in just a second. But first, let's turn to one town that lost its last dealership this week. The town's Peterborough, New Hampshire, and the dealership was Roberts Chrysler Jeep Dodge, which is a longtime pillar of the community. David Darman of New Hampshire Public Radio went to Peterborough today.
It was a beautiful spring Saturday in Peterborough, a picturesque old town in the hills of New Hampshire. A children's arts festival was happening downtown, with face painting, theatrical troupes, and a kids' choir serenading the crowd. Pat Radshaw from a nearby town was standing on the curb saying he'd miss a dealer that had lost its franchise close to his home, Medlin Motor Jeep in Milford.
We have a very old Jeep. It's a small-town dealership we've been going to for years. We depend on them. We trust them. So this is one more way that the larger economic problems the country's facing are sort of coming home for me personally.
Medlin Motor in Milford and Roberts here in Peterborough are two of six Chrysler dealerships in New Hampshire to have their franchise agreements terminated this week. Roberts has closed down and is looking for another dealer to buy his inventory of new cars. By all accounts, from the local Chamber of Commerce and others, dealer Larry Green had been a generous sponsor of clubs and events around town. At the Children's Arts Festival, Lynn Wimber of Peterborough said she knew groups would miss his annual contributions.
It's an amazing festival that happens every year, and it only happens because of organizations, you know, such as the dealerships and the restaurants and the shops in town. We've had shops in town close as well, too, and we really depend on their sponsorships.
Town government in Peterborough will also miss the dealership. Towns in New Hampshire rely on property taxes, and for the moment, those taxes from Roberts Chrysler should keep coming in. But Joe Bike of the town select board says he has a bigger long-term concern about having another vacant storefront.
There's a risk, at least, of the assessment being decreased because the value of the building is not as great, and particularly if it's sold on or resold on discount.
Selectman Joe Bike says Roberts building joins another dealership that went out of business last year.
We've got some vacancies in our two little mini plazas, and, you know, sooner or later that affects other businesses as well.
Back at the Downtown Arts Festival, a Lions Club member is selling tickets for a rubber duck race to be held on Independence Day. It's an annual fundraiser for the club. The ticket seller, Ken Christian, is retired and has lived in Peterborough for nearly 40 years. He says the town used to be a hub for car dealers.
When I moved here in 1970, I think we had five of them in town. We're down to one, and now we're down to zero. It's unfortunate, certainly for those that work there and earned a living there, and for the people that supported a local dealership. We're sorry to lose them, but it's the economy, I guess.
With no dealerships left in town, Peterborough residents will have to drive at least 20 minutes to reach another dealer. That may not be so bad, but the loss of a dealer may mean much more to charities, social groups, and others in and around Peterborough. For NPR News, I'm David Darman in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
We're back in the studio now with NPR's Frank Langfitt. Frank, you could hear the pain in those people's voices. I mean, why does a company like Chrysler feel that it has to get rid of dealers like that? Does it actually save them money?
Well, it saves them some money in terms of marketing and advertising. But the big reason is that having too many dealers hurts pricing in the brand. Let me give you an example. Let's say you've got three Chrysler dealers within about 10 miles of each other. Well, they tend to cannibalize each other's sales. You know, customers will play one dealer off the other and eventually push down prices. Also, neither dealer really makes enough money to advertise effectively, to have a really nice showroom. And as you may have noticed as you travel around, you'll see some showrooms, they have linoleum floors, grimy walls. And one reason is that dealers just don't have enough money to spruce them up.
Looking over the lists, how do you think the companies came up with which dealerships to cut?
Well, they're clearly going after the ones that don't sell a lot of cars. I mean, this wasn't so much as a lot of head chopping as a very strategic decision to consolidate. They want strong dealerships. They just don't want as many.
So what does this mean for the dealerships who are left?
For many of them, I think it's going to be an opportunity. And again, to go back to an example, if I'm a GM dealer and one of the this company knocks off one of my competitors nearby, that means I can take that person's market share. And it, so it could be a big help in me, you know, getting a higher profit margin, reinvesting in my dealership. And that's one of the reasons right now that as GM and Chrysler are announcing these cuts, a lot of dealers actually aren't complaining.
Because they see it more as a correction to a problem than instituting a new problem.
Absolutely. A long-term problem. And for them, it's an advantage. I mean, all along, they've kind of fought with other dealers. And everybody, honestly, if you talk to dealers over the last year or two, they all admit they're too many. But nobody really wants to raise their hand and say, I'm going to give up this big investment that I made. Now, in some ways, some of the dealers who are stronger, they're better capitalized, they have more money, they actually are kind of looking forward. They're not going to say this publicly because it would sound crass. But they're looking forward to having these other dealers kind of get knocked out.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Thanks, Frank.
Happy to do it, Rebecca.